Això que la vaig ser aquest molt deixat de guanyar.
What I'm saying is that's a cheap weapon which the enemy uses.
Are you with me? Open with me the Job chapter. Now on Friday evening we were being ministered to from the word in Job 12, which spoke about the animals and the birds and the fish and the earth speaking to us. And then we dealt with a couple of animals and birds, but let's look to Job 39. Once again. In verses 19 to 25. Can somebody read it for me?
Have you given the horse strength? Have you clothed his neck with thunder? Can you frighten him like a locust? His majestic snorting strikes terror. He paws in the valley and rejoices in his strength. He gallops into the clash of arms. He walks in fear and is not frightened, nor does he turn back from the sword. The quiver rattles against him, the glittering spear and javelin. He devours the distance with fierceness and rage. Nor does he come to halt because the trumpet has sounded. At the blast of the trumpet he says, aha. He smells the battle from afar, the thunder of captains and shouting.
Amen. Have you given the horse strength? Have you clothed his neck with thunder? Can you frighten him like a locust? Amen. Hallelujah. Are you with me here today this morning? You know, this locust, that same word is the one that is used for the word grasshopper also. And the minute there is a shaking, or any sound, or any strong wind, the locust or this grasshopper begins to shake and begins to get scared. If you just tap your feet, if there is a locust on the way, just by the sound of it, the locust will run away. It is scared by the many noises, by the many sounds, by the many circumstances it is in. But you can never scare a horse like that. Amen. Here the Bible says that the horse, can you frighten him like a locust? Where the battle is, he will rush towards him. It's not scared. Amen. See, when the people of Israel saw the promised land, the 12 spies, when they went and go and saw the land, 10 of them came with a fear report and 2 of them came with a faith report. Now they all saw the same land, saw the same opposition, saw the same obstacles, saw the same grapes, the same giants, the same everything. But look at 10 of them looking at the situation and being so scared by it that they are coming back and giving a fear report. They are saying, listen, we don't know how we made it so far. It's better that we turn back and go back to Egypt now. Because we don't think we can go forward like this. The obstacles are too many. The problems are too many. The giants are too many. And remember the word, in Numbers 13 they use the word, we look like grasshoppers in front of them. We look like. See, the devil has got a way of magnifying your weakness and your problem areas so that you will get scared. Are you with me? That's the chief weapon that he uses. That's why when a child of God, when she does something wrong, fear grips the soul. And then he is looking at his weaknesses. He's scared whether he's got a demon. He's scared whether he's unfaithful. He's scared whether he will make it, whether he is coming to the unpardonable sin. Whether he has lost the anointing. So many things begin to grip that mind, because the minute you make a wrong step, it seems to you, the enemy will confront your mind with fear. Are you with me?
അല്ലാതെ പ്രിയങ്കരിയുടെ മമ്മൂക്കയുടെ കുറവുണ്ടോ? Are you with me? Some people went down a financial mess. They jump out and do something else out of fear. Not by listening to a word of faith from God or by the promise of the word, out of fear. As a matter of fact, many people step into this cause out of fear. I used to hear messages when I used to come to the Lord. The Lord's coming soon here. It's true. I hear it all of my heart. As a matter of fact, one of the men of God was saying that the minute the Middle East is touched by the gospel, the Lord's coming is very near. Because almost all of the parts of this earth have been touched by the gospel. It's just the Middle East. And if there's any good that's going to come out of this walk, it's going to be this, that the gospel shall be there. Now, I used to hear messages of the second coming, and then the preacher would say to me, listen, the Lord's coming so near. All the work that you need to do for God, do it. I don't know what to do, how to do, where to do, what to do. But I was, it's fear. Some of you are praying for your family members to be saved out of fear. I used to say messages like, if you don't use the gift that God has given you, He will take away. And so, see, all might be the right word, but you have listened to those words in an attitude of fear, in an element of the spirit of negativity, a spirit of fear, rather than by receiving the word of faith. When you receive the word of faith, it's such a fear. See, some people are scared to obey the Lord of fear. I see so many people here, they know they've been called, they stepped out, but just simple fear. They cannot even take this. Where will I be buried? What will happen? What about the next generation? What about my family? Where will we get married? You obey the Lord in baptism, church puts you out, what do you do? See, fear. I will be. Never allow fear to grip you, because that will keep you from obeying the law. And so many people make decisions of fear. I've preached so many messages to so many people, and I've seen that many of them have not obeyed, not because they don't like the message. They love to hear the preaching. They love to hear the message. But they have never acted in obedience, because obedience always needs faith. Are you with me? Now, Paul, under the anointing of God, when he's in the prison, he is writing a letter to his beloved son in the Lord called Timothy. And when he's writing this letter to Timothy, see, I marvel at the way he's back to him. He's writing his last letter. He knows it's time to go to meet the Lord is near. And even in his last letter that he's writing, he is writing to his beloved son, not to a church. He could have written to any church that he had planted, but to a person. That means that we have a God who is postman. He's writing to Timothy and saying, Timothy, my beloved son, studying him on his calling. Don't you know that I'm an apostle by the will of God and by the word of promise? Remember that? And then he's preaching all over the land. And then he's coming into the seventh verse where he's saying, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. See, sound mind always comes with faith. Never take a decision, that's why he said, never take a decision based on fear. Because you are not doing it in sound mind. Are you with me? Never listen to a person who is telling you something out of fear. And allow make a decision concerning your walk with God. Strength. Not an empty faith, but genuine faith based on the word. To take the promise. The promise of God. Hold to it. Now Paul is writing to Timothy, and the reason he's writing is because that's like an introduction to the rest of the things that Paul is going to tell Timothy on what will happen. So when you go through it, make sure that you don't give it to fear, but hold on to faith and the anointing of God, remembering the calling, remembering the grace and the mercy of God that is available for you. Hold on to faith. And I believe there are 14 things through which Paul, in the last letter of Timothy, is telling Timothy, listen Timothy, I know you step out for God. But if you're going to walk with God, remember, there are going to be seasons and times which you need to understand, which you will walk through. When you walk through it, do not fear. Amen. And there are 14 things which Paul is reminding Timothy of, 14 seasons through which you will go, where you should not yield to fear, but hold on in faith. Anybody here this morning?
Yeah.
And I believe that everyone goes through. See, we have got this habit of being born again, having a wonderful experience when we're born again, but having some desires for God, getting an excitement, getting a level of, energy and all of that, and you feel good and nice, and then just want to experience it. But God has got more for you than just experiences. Amen. But unless you understand, you will never walk into it. Now there are seasons in the life of every believer, and everybody goes through it. It's not that one person goes through it, another person is not. Everybody. Remember this? The Bible says, no temptation has overtaken us not common to man. When you go through the temptation, you think that's just for me. I'm the only one who goes through this. Nobody understands what I'm going through. You will find hundreds of people going through the same thing. Right with me? But unless you understand it, you will now be able to walk through it. Though I walk through the flesh, shall not overwhelm me. Though I walk through the fire, shall not scorch me. Means you will go through it. You can't say, no, I don't want to go through it. You will go through it, but it will not hurt you. Why? Because you're holding on to the word in faith.
Amen.
You would be a fool to think that your Christian life is just roses without seeing the thorns under those roses. Are you with me? And so here, Paul is writing to Timothy and saying, listen, these are the beginning points which I'm telling you. Make sure that you understand. You are called by the will of God. Are you with me? And then he goes on to say, grace, peace, mercy, all be multiplied unto you. He's speaking about the genealogy of Timothy. Remember that? Hold on to it. Then he's going on and coming to a place and he's saying, listen, you have not received a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and sound mind. Amen. Why? Because the 14 seasons that you're going through, when you go through it, don't let go of your faith. The first one, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 8. Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God. Another version uses the word affliction. Instead of suffering, the word uses affliction. And that's the word I'm highlighting. So what Paul is telling Timothy is, listen, don't be ashamed. Are you with me? When afflictions come to you, don't be ashamed. Because you will go through a period of afflictions. If Timothy was not to go through it, why would Paul write Timothy and say, listen, you'll go through it. But don't be ashamed. How many are getting what I'm saying? Affliction. What is this? Many other afflictions of the righteous? Many other afflictions. You think in a walk with God there's no afflictions? Many other afflictions of the righteous. But
Jesus, the Lord, delivers him from them all.
Amen.
From them all, which means reversal and season of affliction, don't ever think you will never come out of one. Do you get it? Do you get it? The reason I use the word season is because seasons change. If you say, I only want spring, but I don't want winter, summer, there's something is wrong. Open with me in Genesis 8. And verse 22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Amen. While the earth remains, as long as we are going into the new heaven and the earth, seed time, harvest, cold, hot, summer, winter, all that remains. Seasons are there. So anyone with a season of affliction, don't think you will never make it out of it. Amen. And don't be ashamed. Amen. Remember, it's a season. It's not always summer. You don't get rain in summer, do you? Amen. If you are the person next to you might be in a different season, because God knows the way that God is uniquely designed for that person to come through, to be formed Christ-like, and to be made more like the Lord, and to be fulfilling the promise of God upon that person's life. And if you say, listen, that person's not going to, I'm the only one, listen, you are in another season. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. And read Psalm 119 and verse 71. It's good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. It's good that I was afflicted, that I might learn your. You make it out of the season by learning what you've learned from that. What happens to most people is that they say, listen, I've been in the season for a long time. Nothing is happening. You know why? Because you haven't learned what God is wanting to teach you. Amen. See, I was speaking this morning on discovery of the night. Things that you discover in the night. I was sharing a scripture when I was speaking on the book of Genesis, where Jacob's sons comes to Joseph for grain. They receive their grain, they're going back with their sacks. They stopped on the way and said, do you have something in your sack? He said, no, we have only grain. No, you have something in your sack. No, we have only grain. You have something in your sack. They open it, they find money. Amen. They see what? They see riches. Benjamin's sack is open. It's a silver cup to it. Silver speaks of redemption. The blessings of redemption are all there in Benjamin. Are you with me? But then you have to realize the wealth that was in there. So when God wants to teach you, when you go through life saying, listen, I don't think good of me. I don't think I'll amount to it. I don't think I'll ever make out of it. God is saying, listen, in your sack there are some wealth. It's your jaka. Jaka da. Don't go around. Hallelujah. But it's a word, divine redemption, the gifting, the blessings of God inside of you. And what God is saying is that when you go through a season, learn what you have learned when in that season. The Holy Spirit, why do you want to teach me? I don't want to wait. Teach me. Now, I remember the time when I gave to the Lord. See? I said, it was so beautiful in the beginning. But then I didn't know what I stepped into, but I stepped into something where it was all warfare. But at times were more like
He's not enjoying it. In the beginning, he was just enjoying it. I would just sit for hours and then, oh, this thing, no, it's so good when I, taking notes, fighting it down. That was good. But suddenly, I ended up feeling without me realizing, in your time, it's all about walking, getting nothing in your spirit. You sit like, you sit and pray, when you come out, it's like you'll be in a wrestling match. The next day, you shouldn't think of going in for prayer again. You want to pray, but you're scared. Tell me you can't do it. And the Lord said, listen, this is the season in which I am training you to do warfare. Are you with me? In Psalm 144 and verse 1. Let's go to it. Psalm of David, blessed be 144. Blessed be the Lord my Lord, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for. See, David will see the anointing. Is that a prophecy over his life? And he likes that. He's thrilled at the fact that he can tear a lion apart and bear apart. He can act like a Messiah and go and save some sheep. It feels good. Says, go to his own scope. Goes there. Sit there. Play some music. Demons are leaving. Wow. I never knew I could play guitar like this. But suddenly he's entering a. He was enjoying the fact of being the anointing, and he is able to forgive Saul and all that. Suddenly he's entering a period of warfare. And he deserves it. And instead of crying out, he's saying, blessed be my God. See, unless you learn to bless your Lord in the midst of your warfare, you will never come out of it. Blessed be the Lord my rock, who drains my hands for battle. Amen. Maybe you have gone to hell, I don't know if you've gone to hell. Maybe you just been interested in hearing his good messages, nice messages, just feeling good, feeling nice and going up. But let me tell you, there's more to your walk with God than that. Are you with me? This time of warfare. Now, open with me to Timothy. That's what, see, that was the second season through which Timothy was told that he would go through. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3 and 4. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engages in warfare and entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Amen. You're with the soldier duty, Timothy, in between, if there's a season that's going to come. The season that you feel like a farmer, feel good, just throw the seed, come back, find yourself there, have a cold drink, go and coffee with ice cream, should that go? How much? It's good. But if it's all that, there's a season on. Walk back, the soldier, Timothy. I don't like to fight. You better learn to fight. Okay? You will go through it. See, our warfare is not against flesh and blood. Are you with me? It's against principalities and powers of darkness. The first time I was shocked in my life was I was sitting in prayer. See, I never knew that. I said, Lord, you know, somebody prophesied over my life and said, you've been called and gifted to be a leader and all that. I said, that's great. God will raise up the ministry that you are shepherding as a lighthouse of the city and all that. Praise God. Beautiful. I went and I was sitting in prayer once. While I was sitting in prayer, I was feeling so oppressed. It's after some time. I don't know what's happened. I thought it's my sin. I confess my sins. I prayed. I seek something more. And suddenly, the Lord opened my spiritual eyes to see the stronghold over the city of Cochin coming against me in this battle. Now, I read about it in books, but I never knew that in real life. And suddenly I lost my desire to be a leader. I hated the fact that I was called to be leader. I said, why can't I be just a sheep? Come on. What am I telling you? There is a season. Maybe you might be hearing it now, and you've never gone through it. Praise God, but you will go through it. Are you with me? Don't be scared at that time. If not, might be a principality over a nation, might be better, maybe just a stronghold in your house. Come on. But don't be scared. Because when you go from it, God will realize to you and release you to understand. The faster you learn, the quicker you're able to act. Are you with me? Now, you know, I was listening to a message by how many good people tonight? This is a message by Kenneth Copeland, but he was sharing on, you know, waiting till the robber breaks into the house. And he was thinking about the time that, you know, when a robber, if you see, is to come into your house and start stealing everything that you have, you wouldn't go into your room, take the dumbbells and do exercise that time. Would you? No. You will go in your room and say, let me get a gas points course on how to learn karate. What? You wouldn't, would you? No, that's too late. You should have learned that long time back. So when it comes to get ready, take it. In the same way, are you with me? David, before he was anointed to be the king and blazed and ruled over his life, see, he's going through a season of warfare. It's a training of David. Blessed be God. Training up. Somebody want the kingly anointing? How many got the kingly anointing? You need to study what God. So that's why we have messages on a Sunday morning or a Friday evening. Those messages might be just like your notebooks. But there comes a season in the time when suddenly you realize, hey, this is for me now. Now it might be just information and you might share it with someone else. Good, great stuff. You might not need everything that's been spoken from the pulpit on a particular day. Are you kidding? But you will need it sometime in your life. And then you know, hey, listen. This is what I needed. It's what I learned before. It's what I need to apply. Because you don't need to wait for them to walk in and learn how do I use my spiritual weapons and efficient sticks. And then it's like, how do I get my head with this activation? How do I? The Holy Ghost prayed, the Spirit was on man. Sometimes you're not coming out of warfare into the cure, you know why? Because you're using the tongue or the weapon that is appropriated for that. See, what's the use of me praying if I'm supposed to exercise the shield of faith? That is important, I need to pray. But if it is the darts of the enemy is coming against me to put me in unbelief, I need to take the shield of faith. There's no point in me other than praying the Holy Ghost for 2 hours and fasting for 3 days and 40 days and, you know, it doesn't help me. What's the point of holding my shield of faith if it's a calling time for me to pray? Some people have, I have faith. They haven't prayed for years. You need to understand, I mean, so Paul is trying to put the listen to Timothy before you go through it. Let me warn you in my letter to you. It's my last letter. And Paul is writing the investing wealth that he has got inside his life. He's investing in Timothy and saying, listen, I've gone through all these seasons, so when you go through it, don't be scared. Hold on, have a sound mind. Amen. Third season. Some of it I will explain, just go through it fast. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12.
But 11 goes onwards. Persecutions, afflictions which happened to me in Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecution? I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Are you with me? Never imagine for a minute that you would have a walk with God where you have no persecution. ഒരു പ്രോസിക്യൂഷൻ വന്ന ആരൊന്നും പറയരുത് വേറെ നല്ല പറഞ്ഞു ഇംപോസിബിൾ യു വുഡ് ഹാവ് ടു ബി എ റിയൽ ജെനുവിൻ കൗണ്ടർഫീറ്റ് ഇഫ് യു ഹാവ് ടു ബി ലൈക് ദാറ്റ് ആർ യു വിത്ത് മീ ബട്ട് ഇഫ് യു ആർ ഗോയിംഗ് ടു റിയൽ വിത്ത് ഗോഡ് ആൻഡ് റിയൽ വിത്ത് ജീസസ് വാട്ട് റിമെംബർ ദേർ ഈസ് എ സീസൺ വെൻ ദേർ വിൽ ബി പ്രോസിക്യൂഷൻസ് ആർ യു വിത്ത് മീ ബട്ട് ഡോണ്ട് തിങ്ക് ദാറ്റ് ബി ദേർ ഓൾ ദ ടൈം That will be enough. Don't look for it. When you go through it, know how to handle it. Amen. Know how to handle it at that time. So many people don't obey the Lord. Why? Because of fear of persecution. Not that I know it. You beat that word. Not for the age I know it. Concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice, it's not a strange thing, are you with me? See, if you will go to the site of some of the greatest men of God on the website, you will find the greatest things against them within them. Everybody says, oh, see, then I tell you what, Vinny. So sweet. Have you gone to his side? You will find things against him, things against his ministry, the persecution against the ministry, the most. The poor random great man. Any God-given servant, are you with me? What persecution? What Peter 4:30? But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when His glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. So your joy in the kingdom of God will be in proportion to the things that you suffered for the Lord. For the name of Christ, blessed are you. For the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. Another day I met a man of God who said, one day he was coming after, from a place after ministering the world. He was stopped on the way by some militant groups. And they told him, listen, if you continue to preach the gospel and baptize people and walk, we're gonna kill you. And he stood there and he said,
പറയുന്ന ഒരു ഭാഗ്യം എടുക്കുന്നു. കർത്താവിനെ എത്ര നാളാ ക്യാൻസർ പിടിച്ച് നിൽക്കുന്ന പട്ടി കഴിച്ച് പറഞ്ഞ് മരിക്കുന്നത് എത്ര മാന്യമുള്ളതാണ് കഥാവ് യേശുവിന്റെ രക്തസാക്ഷിയായിട്ടാണ്. അതൊരു പുണ്യമാണ്. ഈ കോൾ പീപ്പിൾ ആരും ആണെങ്കിൽ ആരും ഇല്ല തലവെക്കണമെങ്കിൽ മേടിക്കാൻ പോണ്ട. പിന്നെ അതില്ലാതെ പറ്റുന്നു തോന്നുന്നു. We had some seasons of persecution as a ministry here. We had, those of them who know, I think we have had. And definitely God is going to take us into another degree of His glory resting upon us. There's no need to be another degree of persecution. I would be a fool if I didn't tell you about that. Are you with me? But does that not strange? Amen. Hallelujah. You don't pray for persecutions. Men comes, comes. And that's the time you experience about more persecution than anything else. Amen. That's the time we get joy comes. Otherwise we have to make yourself to laugh. The presence is the fullness of joy. Now, how will it be spontaneous? Without you knowing, joy just comes in. Amen. That's third. 2 Timothy 2 and the 15th verse. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. The next season is here. Are you learning something here today? Be diligent to present yourself approved to God. The worker who does not need to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. See, what Paul is saying to Timothy is, listen, there comes a time when you have to get really intense about your ministry. Because suddenly you are going through a season of ignorance. So you have to study yourself to show yourself approved to God. The minute you step up for the Lord, the minute you step up for the Lord, you're going to walk with God, you think you know everything. You know that? The day you're baptized in the Holy Ghost and you know 10 scriptures, you're thinking you know everything. And then you walk about that bride and man, suddenly you realize that you don't know what you should know. So again, you humble yourself to say, Lord, teach me something. And again, God begins to minister. But the more you come to know the Lord, suddenly you realize the less you know. And there is more to know. So Timothy, stay teachable, Timothy. Never come to a place where you think you don't need a teaching. You don't need somebody to help you. You don't need to study the Word of God. Never come to a place like that. Always stay in a place where you're teachable. My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. More people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And if you don't understand the season through which you're going, today you might not need. Sometimes what is needed for you today, you might know. Are you with me? All that you need to do is hold on to it. But let me tell you, the more you begin, see, your ministry will never exceed more than you know the Lord. To make it more simple, open with me 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Somebody read for me, please. Verse 1. Verse 1, 1 Corinthians.
Concerning spiritual gifts, brother, let want you to be ignorant.
God does not want us to be. God has, see, false religions, cults, insecure preachers would want the people under them to be ignorant. Are you with me? You know a simple thing, false religion, cult, all those things will want you to be ignorant. But we have a God who does not glorify himself in ignorance. We are worshipping a dumb idol. His word is written. Are you with me? And he will give you the necessary things that is needed from his word to give you understanding. Amen. I was looking for a point which I have written down here, but I can't get it. But that's it. Now, next one. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 22. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Amen. See, Timothy, you need to know there are seasons and times when you think you're carnal. Are you with me? Youthful lust speaks about carnality, which is rising inside of you. And you would even doubt the fact whether you are. See, most people go through that. Because they're born again, they think they have death in their flesh. That's true. But you need to know how to appropriate that into your life. Are you with me? See? So what happens? Suddenly they find there are seasons, even though they're praying, even though they're fasted, they've read the word, they find the flesh pulling them to do something which is wrong. It can't help you. And they think, oh, what do I do about it? How do I have it? Season. Are you with me? Don't think because you are a servant of God, you dedicate your life to the ministry, that no temptations will come upon you. See, some people want to be a minister or want to be a servant of God. You know why? Because they think the minute they step into that or a kingly anointing, they won't have any temptations. Many people have designed ministry and serving the Lord to escape from the flesh that is trying to pull them. Oh, Kazarin to the Lord, and I mean, Pastor of the Lord, and I mean, the Lamb of God. That's another way. Are you with me? But, see, it is after so many years that watchmen here going when I've got. One day, while reading Romans chapter 6, he got up, he ran to the street and said, Eureka! I am dead! I'm dead! What is that person's name? It's not crazy.
Media by the way, it's all right.
It's not right. It is after serving the Lord for many years that suddenly the key is always there. But he learned something. Are you with me? So you need to know there are seasons through which you would go where you find you can't let your straight trying to pull you. Learn. Sometimes it might be the devil. Sometimes it might be your flesh. Sometimes it might be an internal weakness. Sometimes it might be a family tree curse. You do not know. Don't try to find out with your reason. Ask the Lord. He will reveal it. Somebody sitting next to you might have a problem. That's a family ancestral curse. A prayer of faith, trusting in the grace of the Lord on what He has done. Gladly, might release that person. But your problem might be lack of discipline. Are you with me? But you need to know what you're made up of. What your nature is. How you handle that. Now, to be very honest, I go through that struggle sometimes. Lord, the devil. Still here today.
Amen.
It's a season. Don't fret. Are you with me? Here the Bible is saying, He's not given us a spirit of fear, but how? Timothy, you go through all these things, but don't fret. Don't lose the soundness of your mind. Don't panic. Are you with me? Ah! That's sometimes come to prayer of panic. I was living on a mountain.
Glory, glory, glory. Deliver, praise God, hallelujah, worship the Lord, and bless Him, faith. You again, remember God, ask God, not God, 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 God,
understand the season. Are you with me? The word of God is never to kind of to set free. Worship always releases you, channels of your spirit man becomes strong. See, you need to learn a couple of things when you see, even if you've fallen, you need to learn a couple of things. Amen. You need to learn. Get up. It is said that the Augustine struggled with sin so much that he said, oh, blessed sin that gave us the Savior. He realized the need of a Savior only when he was struggling. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody here today?
Amen.
God is speaking to you.
Amen.
When does the season come to an end? When you learn.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. That's why the enemy comes to you in a season when you don't understand the season. The enemy comes to you with unbelief. Or he comes to you with discouragement. It is said by Billy Graham, a discouraged man, even God and man cannot use. A discouraged man, even God and man cannot use. He's not discouraged. That's one of the reasons the enemy comes. It comes, that's why never give room in your mind to discouragement. Are you with me? Don't allow the circumstances and situations to oppress you and discourage you and get you down. God is speak to you. Timothy through Paul and say, listen, you go through these seasons, but don't have fear. Amen. Sound mind. A self-control.
Hallelujah.
Don't be like a locust when you hear. Now, Kathi will say, he said, Kathi will put them in. Sure. And whatever you want, I will do. If you can, I will change the name, I will make a Bible. Have you gone through that? I like a chili egg, I'm going to have it. Hallelujah. Are you can't tell you about locus in a bowl? Pain is your body, daddy. In the Zaramaria, Hadrikan, Hilavita, Sujakan.
That's the time you need the Lord more than him. The same day, the same day, the trust in the Lord. You need the fellowship of the saints. Are you with me? Come into the Lord, here I am.
See, when fear comes, either hiding or running away. Hagar out of fear ran away. The Lord said, go something back to Sarah. Don't run away from your situation. Are you with me? Adam and Eve, when they sinned, they went and hid. Don't hide. See, if you read this passage, Adam, when he was created, had the greatest of brains. Because God said to him in Genesis 2, 1 and 2, you name the animals, the birds, everything. So each one is calling my name. Your name, naming everybody.
That's how this mental capacity, mind, or soul,
or a tree, whatever thing he's naming. Are you with me? But he suddenly realized when he sinned, he lost that ability. Because he went and took for himself fig leaves. Fig leaves to make the heat comes to the evil. You are taking any leaf. What are you changing the man? And the remedy are you. But he took fig leaves. See, sound money, hang on me. Don't give it if you don't hide. Mujhe yaad hai kya? That's what, you know what? Thanks be to the grace of God, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin and makes us whiter than snow and lets us become that. Amen. Sometimes you wish you could only need to confess that without ever going through that. Taxi. Some people have only confessed that. How is it with that? People. But hallelujah, we have a wonderful Father in heaven. Amen. I go to the next one. 2 Timothy chapter 2, 23-24. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach patiently. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you still here today? Are you dying? He says here, avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing they generate strife or generate contentions. So there's a season in which you will find there will be disputes, maybe foolish, maybe get disputes with people who think they know everything, who come and try to milk a matra ego level, milk a matra rechera ego. End of the season on it. Even Vishwasi ki on it. Are you with me? Milk a matra ego. Have you heard that? എന്ന് നമ്മൾ പറഞ്ഞില്ല അവർക്ക് എത്ര തോന്നി അതുകൊണ്ട് ആരും തന്നെ പറഞ്ഞിട്ടുണ്ടോ എപ്പോഴും കേട്ടിട്ടുണ്ട് നമ്മൾ മാത്രമേ ശരിയുള്ളൂ വേറെ ലോകം മൊത്തം മോശമാണ് ഞാൻ ഒരിക്കലും പറഞ്ഞിട്ടില്ല അവർക്ക് ഇന്ന് തോന്നി അത് സീസണാ അതിനാന്ന് പറയുമ്പോ അവർക്ക് വേണ്ടി ഞാൻ ചെയ്യും. Are you with me on how you will handle that? Amen. I'm going to hang it up and tell you I'm going to tell you. Shall I get it? Cease. Can't attention. We're going to be in Proverbs 16. Necessarily be the right thing. What I mean by that is this. See, when you come to the Lord, you come to the Lord. Amen. And what happens when you come to the Lord is what made a mistake is, I've seen this and I don't want to get in a mess. You know, some of you are coming out of traditional churches, which have a lot of religious rituals and all of that, and start coming to the Lord. And then you saw maybe how the Pentecost was worshipped, or certain other churches worship. And then what happens is, instead of knowing the Lord and walking with the Lord, you got into that kind of, okay, I need to worship the Lord. And you, maybe you come here and you see maybe this, some of the people here in the church worshiping the Lord militantly, in strong, okay, how do I do that? Okay, good. I want that the next time. You know what happens? You are looking for an experience without understanding your season and how to come out of it. I'm going to get you.
Amen.
And so what happens in due time is that you lose your reverence for the worship or for the word. Sometimes you see the coming and the pastor comes here and ministers the word and he comes and throws himself on the anointing and ministers. Hey, I want to see that next week. And you feel good. Are you with me? Listen, help you understand your season, get your release and go through. And what happens if a pastor does not come and do that, but comes here and says, let us open our ears to... And maybe you want to find a car to sleep. You got it? What I'm saying is, you are not focusing on the Lord to hear from Him to deal with your situation. See, some, you know, I've seen that some people get into, they don't know what the anointing is. And the anointing of God is what teaches you and reveals to you the season picture. And so what happens is, you know, if somebody were to prophesy to you in King James worship, you think, oh my God, that's anointing. Amen. The Lord says, thou shalt love. Oh, that's anointing. Feels good. Ah, that part is anointing. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Amen.
Why? Because you're not looking to the Lord. You're looking to the Lord. Sometimes there might be nothing, but it might be just a song, it might be just a word, it might be just something simple, but that's a simple. Are you with me? See, if you are going through a season and you say, Lord, Lord, let my pastor find out and tell me how to get out of it. You're missing the point. But if you're asking the Lord, Lord, I don't understand this, but I want you to tell me. And you come, you will find the word will deal with exactly the age that you're going through, and the answer will come. Get it? Now, I'm just saying a couple more things here, then stop it. But 2 Timothy 4, 1 2. And I just speak through a couple more things here and then stop. In the 4th chapter, I charge you therefore before God and the living Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they are not itching, as they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to families. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions to do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a season in which you have to excel in serving the Lord. Now, what happens if you say, "No, I really want to serve the Lord"? In the kingdom of God, exaltation, lifting up, all comes from the presence of God. And that comes from your opinion. And I don't understand. So I was trying to get to a place where I said, I need to do something. I need to do that. I need to do that. And that was myself. I was visualizing the whole thing. And sometimes it's true that when you do that, you feel good. Are you with me? You feel productive, all that. When people come to you for prayer, people come and say, "Please brother, please sister, please pray." Good man. And many people, what happens, they get what is called a Messiah complex. Messiah complex. Thou art free. There's a temptation, are you with me? And Paul's exhorting Timothy, saying to you, listen, there are times when you have to rebuke, when you have to convince, when you have to encourage, when you do the work. Understand the season and do it. Man does not live by bread alone. Amen? Luke 4, 4 verse. But by every word, not just word, every word that proceeds from all. Some people only want some word. Are you with me? They just want to hear something and go. So there are seasons in which you will be convinced, rebuke. You're looking for rebuke all the time. Now I have a ministry in which rebuke goes every week. And what was amazing was I could have put up with it. But what is amazing was, people responded to me, someone stood up and they said, "But so it has to be." And so they come with their mind just to be rebuked. They just want somebody to tell them, "You are no good, you are lost, you are miserable, you are terrible." But there are some other ministries that only honey. Everything is okay.
God bless you, God bless me.
All of us. That's all the ignorance. Are you with me? There are weeks in which, what I come to is that all may not be some of the season on what you have to preach. The mission is, you know, always to get in the balance and say, "Okay, let me preach, let me get something inside. Just to increase that in the gap and go. Just to give them enough food to last for a week." And most people don't want the food, they just want to be there. If you would ask somebody, "Why are you here?" They would know. "Oh, no, I get it. I'm not a bit. I can't do ask my head." Are you with me? The season to enter in grace. Even the season just to put up with it. So that's what Paul said to Timothy.
Hallelujah.
Just put up. But understand the season and do it. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm just going to the last three ones just quickly. And that's 2 Timothy 4. I'm just mentioning, that's all. 4 and verse 10. "For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world and having this part for Thessalonica." Timothy, I want you to know, there are seasons in which people will be disloyal. Are you with me? 16 verse. "At my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May not be charged against them." Apostle Paul.
When you read the Acts of the Apostles and when you read the letters, you will say, if Paul was here, I would have been with him. Have Paul for a man of God. But here Paul is saying, this is a season, Timothy, which I don't understand. Well, all was I was sitting with a man and he told me, he pastored the church for 14 years. 14 years he decided what I do. 14 years. Spending days and evenings. All the time. For 14 years, all of them. 14 years. It's not 1 year or 2 years. 14 years. That's the season. It's winter. We don't allow that to embitter your spirit. Look to the Lord. There is strength. Hallelujah. Now, the 70th verse. You know, there's a, you know, so many pastors have said that actually, not just one pastor, so many. That my first difference, no one stood with me, all for so many. There's a saying, you know, when I preach the pastors, I tell them, there's a saying, when you laugh, the congregation will laugh at you. When you cry alone. In every man of God's life, there's a season. ചിരിക്കുമ്പോൾ കോൺഗ്രസ് മൊത്തം ചിരിക്കും. കരയുമ്പോൾ ദൈവം മാത്രം എന്റെ കണ്ണിലാണ്. But 17 and 18 was rest of. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. The seasons are strengthening. But you have revelations of the Lord standing with you. Some people only want that season. അതാവിന്റെ കൂടെ ഉണ്ടെന്നൊന്ന് കാണിക്കും. നമ്മൾ കൂടെ ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഇന്ന് പാസ്റ്റർ വെള്ള ഷർട്ട് അടിക്കുന്നുണ്ടോ? മഞ്ഞ ഷർട്ട് മോർണിംഗ് യെല്ലോ ആൻഡ് സീസൺ in which you want everything to be proven into your natural self. You want to see everything. Lord, I want to know that you're with me. Are you with me? And there are seasons in which the Lord will do that. But don't think only for those seasons. There are seasons in which the Lord will stand by your side. Maybe you have never gone through it. Are you with me? You have never gone through it. But there are seasons. If you dedicate your life to Jesus, let me tell you, he is a God who is real. And he reveals himself.
Amen.
And he will show himself strong on your behalf. It might not be when you want it, but when he has got a special plan to whisper into your ears.
Amen.
He will come by your side and stand.
Amen.
The other day I was praying for someone and I saw that person was not even running or walking, the walk of faith. But I saw an amazing vision. The Lord having, you know, put in that person. He's not even looking to the Lord.
Now,
but my spiritual eyes, the Lord showed me. But there are seasons in which God will open your eyes. Are you with me? To see the Lord. I have had two experiences. To see the supernatural kingdom. To see angels. And to see demons. And to see the hand of God moving. And you know this is real. Amen. I remember the time when I went to a place to pray. Three demonic forces came behind to manifest the same time. Three of them, all huge in us. Hello. So many other people, they all come for prayer. Nobody on my team was there. So Lord, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? You know, these things are so precious. I don't want to throw it before swine because you might not take it. I don't share those experiences. But an angel of the Lord came behind me and gave me a long spear. That was the first experience of seeing the supernatural. I had my eyes open. I read about it in the Bible. But when the angel came and gave the spear, took it. The first demon was manifesting, I took my hand and put it down. Second one. Third one is standing there, I said, I feel also good because I could see that. Nobody's angel standing on my side. Other times I've desired, put my hand on this thing. No one has shown up. Hallelujah. But there are seasons, I even think. Timothy, I want you to know there are seasons in your life if you hold on to faith, where you will see the miraculous intervention of God. For the Lord Himself will stand by your side and say, do not fear. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Timothy 4 and verse 18. And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for His heavenly kingdom. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Seasons of spiritual supernatural deliverance. But let me give you a point here. See, there are seasons in which you receive supernatural deliverance. Are you with me? I love that. And I preach on that. But in the Malayalam version it says in Isaiah 9, speaking about Jesus, I'll put them on you. Amen. Like that word. Samadhana Kuru. Veeranam Devo. Nityanam Dhaava. Amen. I like that word. Samadhana Prabhu. Veeranam Devo. Hallelujah. My God. Adipuda Mandri. So I believe in the miracle hand of God. I believe in miracles. But let me tell you. See, what has happened to most people is that they have had their eyes on the miracles and forgotten the Lord who is taking them to a season of miracles. Are you with me? So what happens is every time they go for something, they say, get me through out of this, it's a miracle, Lord. And there are seasons in which God will do that. But there are seasons in which God will do, but He will say, listen, get into the Word and get your deliverance. I've had more deliverances in my life taking place just by obeying the Word rather than by a miraculous intervention. I believe in miracles, I know God has it, but let me tell you this, look to the Lord and never look to the season. Those seasons, learn from those seasons, look through the Lord. Don't struggle and experience. Are you with me? Whether it be isolation, rejection, all alone, whatever you're going through, don't allow fear or the slavishness to fear grip you, but allow the Lord to hold you in faith as you kind of look to Him. Amen. And then you will learn what you have to learn, and before you know, you've matured. You feel good. Christ is in you. You have a testimony. How can you have a testimony without a trial? How can you have a crown without a cross? How many of you want the Lord to wipe away your tears? Unless you have tears, how can the Lord wipe over it? I like reading the book of Revelation which says, the Lord will wipe away every tear from your eye. I used to like to read it and say, praise God. When I go through a real tearful experience, that is dismissiveness. You ask for me to wipe, how can I wipe without you? Hallelujah. Amen. But we all make sure to be what God has called to be. I'm blessed this morning.
Yeah.
Stand up for the question of God.